Hi, and welcome to Write Your Book Your Way, the interview series that goes behind the scenes of real self-published books to explode the myth that there's a right way to write your book and give you the freedom to write in a way that feels good to you and gets it finished. I'm Chris Emery, editor and owner at Chris Emery Editorial, and I'll be interviewing my past clients, all first-time non-fiction writers and entrepreneurs, to show you how it can be done. That means how it could be done, not how it should be done. Today, I'm talking with Lou Harris, who I worked with as editor on her books, Awakening of the Western Woman and Earth Chakra Shaman. Louise is a contemporary medicine woman, a healer, shaman, mystic, mentor, teacher, and eternal student. She's also a radio presenter, storyteller, and loves being involved in all things talking, dancing, playing loud music, and raising the vibration of everyone she meets. And before we get started, I just want to say that you will probably notice us talking in a way that comes across very much like we are friends, and that's because I've been involved with Lou's books for pretty much four years now, and it feels like the book process is very much a part of her journey, which then feeds into her books and future books, which is very typical of memoir in general. So let's dive in.
Okay, hi everyone. We're here today with Lou, and we're just going to dive straight in to the questions that I normally ask for Write Your Book Your Way and see what her process is all about. So, hi Lou, welcome.
Hello, hello. Do you know it's really funny? As you talked, a little reminder popped up on my reminders, and they're little messages that I would give myself as I was writing my book, and they were just coming through the screen. So thank you.
Oh, you don't need those anymore because it's
I know.
done. So, what I love to get my guests to do is to describe how your book relates to your business, because that way you can tell us all about your book and all about what you do in one go. So, yeah, how does what you've just completed writing fit in with what you do?
That is such an amazing question, actually, because I don't suppose I ever thought that what I'm writing about would be my business. So what I wrote about my first book, even before I knew what I was here to do, so as a healer and a shaman and a space holder for community, for helping people process through their wounds and alchemizing their wounds so they can show up in this life on purpose and in service. Really, I've always known that I was going to write a book or two books. I always knew that deep inside, but I didn't realize that it would become about what I do in the world, about really what we're all here to do in the world. So, the second book, The Earth Chakra Shaman, is absolutely not what I thought I would be doing as a business. And in fact, in so many ways, it's not, because it was but it was service driven. It's about connecting to the Earth's grid. And if people are like, the what? The Earth's what? One thing I discovered about 4 or 5 years ago was through a journey, a sacred journey, a calling, that Gaia, our Mother Earth, has an energy body like we do. She has earth chakras. Her state of her energetic well-being is reflective of ours, and therefore how I use my own medicine as a healer and as a shamanic practitioner, as a space holder, essentially became me doing that for our Mother Earth. And so yes, it is part of my business, really, because it's my duty now to share that wisdom. It's my duty to also share the medicine. It was a reciprocal giving and receiving, where I was working with the earth to help her clear her energy lines. She was also gifting me ancient wisdom, and therefore it's my duty to share that with my students through teaching energy healing, through Reiki, through helping them on their own divine purpose, and also connecting them to their purpose here on planet Earth. So it wasn't something I was expecting to be a part of my business.
Yeah, but do you find the people who you work with who want to learn about their own path have connected with you through this? Well, so far not this book, because we're just publishing this one, but you've written a book before, and that was the journey up to this point. So how have they connected with you more through the book that you wrote previously?
My first book, Awakening of the Western Woman, was a personal memoir, but again, a memoir that's really exposing. It's really like raw. And again, it was purpose driven. I had to write this book. I mean, no one really wants to write a book exposing all their journey, but in doing so, it really helped so many people. I get so many people messaging me. Sometimes a flurry of strangers will be like, what you wrote in that book, thank you so much. Me too. A lot of me too. That's what I'm experiencing. And in doing so, that means that they start to explore their own inner journey. And yes, often they're like, can you teach me? I want to know more. I want to know more about how you do healing for yourself or healing for others. A lot of people are probably similar to me in ways that they have this like need to do something for the planet, for people to serve, that they have some sort of connection or know they have a connection to spirit in some way that they want to explore. And I've just, I provide lots of different courses so people can access that. So, you know, if people are struggling financially, and I talk about that in the book as well, about how, you know, we invest into ourselves and the perils of manifesting money and honoring your call and showing up and really investing in yourself. But I do lots of little courses like a medicine circle where people can come and learn and sit in circle with others, have meditations, and just real like where things start to fizz and pop and awaken within them. Mm. And then I do courses as well. And in fact, my next course is involving the air chakras, because I have to share the medicine. So even though I'm teaching people shamanic Reiki and how to heal themselves and others, they're now being taken to the earth chakras so they can, if they feel compelled, to be working with the earth grid too.
So the first one is like a little gateway into, it's almost an invitation to explore that side, but this one is really structured around your quest, your journey, and it's obvious to you, of course, from the beginning, where that starts, where that ends, where the journey starts and ends. But what actually prompted you to get started writing?
Oh my goodness. My books, I knew, so with the very first book, I knew that very far out things had happened to me, and I knew that these things had happened to me, magical things, they'd happened to me so I would tell the story to awaken the magic in others so they would believe within themselves too. So, and when you believe and when you are open to receiving that magic, that guidance, the wonder, then you start to open up. So I knew these crazy things that happened to me
that were undeniable. Like these aren't things that happen to everyday people who don't believe in things. Like the whole point of both of these books really is to kind of force people to believe this is no, there are no coincidences. They are, this is like, this could it, not, you cannot make this stuff up, kind of.
You can't make it up. And what's really funny is anyone who comes into my world are like, oh my God, this stuff happens to Lou. Like, it's always weird. Like, and I'm like, it, yes and no. Yes, it happens to me because I will deliver the stories and share it and it will awaken something within you. But this magic is available to everybody. And it's only because I have the medicine of the magic and the wonder and the gratitude for it.
That noticing.
Always noticing.
You make meaning. You're one of the biggest meaning makers that I know. You can see signs everywhere. And that's why I love working with your books, because it actually opens my eyes to what signs could look like. And that's been really great for me, because I love making meaning of things too. You know, I work with words, so it's already there within me, but you've opened my eyes to all of the little hints and nudges that we get.
And then when you trust and you start to follow them, you're like, oh, okay, this is ended up. Because if you carry on trusting and understanding the meaning of these little tiny breadcrumbs, they take you somewhere. And it's when you get to that place within yourself or in the outer world, wherever you're being called to, it's undeniable that there is something greater than we believe.
So is your book one of those breadcrumbs? Or what breadcrumbs were you picking up on that led you to start, right? Just, you know, put pen to paper.
One of the things that is really funny and that I've realised now, and I haven't written it in my books, but I feel like something has been leading me to write these books. And the first initial thread was woven when I read Celestine Prophecy. And when in the Celestine Prophecy, and anyone who's sort of my age probably may have read it when they were like 20. And it's about a man who goes on a mission to Peru. And he learns all about the wonders of the world, how we're energetic people and how we communicate. And I remember reading this going, oh my God, like blew my mind. And it wasn't.
I remember you telling me you thought it was, you didn't realize it was a fable. You thought it was like a real story.
I thought it was a real story. Because it was so like, oh, like me going, oh my God, yes. We communicate like that without speaking. And yes, the energy that we all have is moving, and we can see it if we really feel it. And that, yes, there's a possibility of utopia one day. And it wasn't until a lot later on when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I live my own Celestine Prophecy. It literally, Earth Chakra Shaman is like the Celestine Prophecy, and I lived it. So I feel, and I wrote that in Awakening of the Western Woman, and I hadn't realized how big a thread that was for me, like all the time. So it's been calling me into the wonder. And so these stories that have happened to me, little, big, crazy, that I felt like they were gifted to me because I would share them. That when we are gifted medicine and experiences and stories, and even like when we're wounded, you know, actually through the Awakening of the Western Woman, I talk a lot about the hurt and the pain and the having to go into the cave and the chaos. And like 1 minute you're like, yay, I'm awoken. Next minute you're like, no, I'm not. And it's, you know, this journey is really crazy, but amazing things happen. And I knew that it's in my personality type to share. And if those stories awaken something in someone and awaken them to their wonder and their purpose, then brilliant. So there is an element of huge vulnerability, huge.
And you didn't think that you would do it in the form of a book at first necessarily. You had a few things holding you back from writing, as I know from working with you. And, you know, we don't have to go into sharing that kind of thing now, but your process came along through that journey too, and trying to figure out if becoming an author or becoming a writer was really going to be for you. So can you tell us what what you went through to actually birth a book in the first place, in the first time that you did it? And also maybe we'll talk a little bit about how that differed the second time around with the current book.
I used to love writing because I've journaled a lot, and actually my coach was always like, you have to do your journaling every day, and all these magic things would happen. But I am dyslexic, so that has always been like a massive problem, and I struggle to even read books. So, you know, you don't really, I didn't really have anything to go by. It's just been a bit of a mishmash. So for years, I've been writing out bits of stories that I'd had over time. But so when it came to writing Awakening of the Western Woman, I had no idea of like real structure or how books really worked. I hadn't read enough to know. But actually, I think that was brilliant. That was part of that. That's the uniqueness, is finding your own flow. So Awakening the Western Woman was, oh my goodness, like a journey, like a, when it's like birthing and then realizing that you've got another baby to birth as well. And I feel like if that's happened with both my books, I'm like, yay, I've given birth. And it's like, wow, now you've got to really give birth. It was long. I found my flow. Some people, so, you know, if you get coached or people are saying, oh, you need to write every single day and you need to write X amount. And that's just not my flow. Like, that's not how I write.
You really go into the cave. When it's ready, it's ready, but it's not happening before. You actually can't push through and get it down. Or do you even sketch out a structure before you start, or does it have to pour out?
I try to. Like, first, you know what? With both books, I kept trying to do structure, like get the structure, get the format, because everyone's telling me I need to do that. But my personality type really isn't like that. Sometimes I just need to sit and write and flow and see what's coming up. Also, as a medicine woman, I know that you can't deliver your wounds to people. So sometimes if you're writing a memoir, there is stuff there that needs to be healed. So you might end up writing, for me personally, I found that, especially with this last book, as you know, there was 200,000 words that I'd written that had to be then edited out, because I needed to see the story in words and then decide what actually really needs to be heard. What is the story that's going to help others? Like, remember, this isn't a self-indulgent storytelling of my life just because I want to tell everyone about it. There's a purpose to this, which is, what do people need to know to help them? And so that's been the first time that did happen, but more, not so much about the wounds, because I cleared a lot of it, but more about, I just wanted to put everything in. And it was like asking Chris, the funniest things you said, I think one of the biggest, most painful edits for me were like, yeah, all these visions. I'm just like, I think we just need to cut them out. We get the point. And I'm like, yes, here is all magic. And she's like, but none of us, we don't get it. We can't see it. And it was this really big, like, like, people, don't bring people into the chaos on my head. Show them the picture.
Yeah. Because if you tell them everything, they don't get the point of it. If you just demonstrate with one example of it. But when so many magical things happen, being selective is really hard. And I can totally understand why you need to get it all out before you can really see, you know, what needs to stay in. And I think even partly going through the edit, or even before the editing, when you're still writing, that processing happens as you're writing the book. You said before that you did a lot of healing around the things that came up in the first one, but the actual process of creating a book itself can heal things. And then you've actually found there's a lot that does not need to even go into the book, because you got super clear on really why the book was being written and what the message was as we went through drafts and iterations of it.
I had one of my core values is integrity, and so I would often battle with the fact that I need to tell them everything, like, otherwise I'm not telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And this was, and not everyone will have that, but that is one of my, that's my core value. So I was in as lovely as a value it is, actually, like, having to understand what my purpose is, keep coming back, what's your purpose, what's the outcome, really helped me go, okay, well, it's okay that I don't tell them all of this stuff, because that's just my stuff. What do they need to hear? And that really came up with our chakra shama, because so much happened.
It was years long of your life, right?
And, you know, there is so many little crazy coincidences, and it's like, well, I need to tell them this and this and this and this, and then this happened, but it's just too overwhelming. And mm-hmm. So it had to really be like, it's okay not to tell them that then I saw this cat and then that dog and then this. Like, they don't need to know.
And sometimes we even, you know, meld people together into a character for ease of the narrative and that kind of thing. So yeah, there's been a lot of changes. But one thing I love to ask people is, how do you decide when you're done? Because like you've said, it's iterations and it's shaving pieces off. And we've really arrived at the very final version just in the last few days. We've been working together on this second book since January, but kind of, you know, also it's been not in non-concrete forms, but in sort of idea forms out there for much longer than that. So just how do you commit to, okay, we're done now, this has to go?
I have to say, Chris, I mean, you know, I love you, because you can't help, you have to love your editor, basically. And I think there's certain things I have to do. One is, and this is my personality trait, I have to put a date in and put my deposit down. So that is, come what may, I will work to last minute. Like, I literally, in Awakening the Western Woman, was stripping stuff out like seconds before I was sending it to Chris. Because, you know, like at one point, like half a chapter, like, oh, that. And I mean, I have gone through probably quite a lot of it. Like, I've invested more in my editing because it's got to be right. So that's my first thing, is book in, because you've got to have a date. Then for me, I feel. So the first time I sent it to you, I think I sent you my first manuscript on the 5th of January this year. And then I was called. So I had to go to Uluru and that all sort of, but the Rainbow Serpent, so my working with the Rainbow Serpent, it was like, you've got to send this, got to do it now. But there was stuff in my book that I sort of knew needed to come out, but I think it needed time to brew. Mm. And I need to work with you to help me understand what was necessary and what wasn't. So I had to take out a couple of characters, being really authentic and being like, I can't talk about it. This stuff is not relevant. So
that's integrity too, isn't it? Sometimes telling all the truth is integrity, and sometimes you have an integrity to honor other people's stories and also not make them more important than they actually really need to be. And there was a lot of that through the editing process. So I sense what you're saying is you don't know that it's finished until you've had some feedback from another person and gone through several stages of, you know, feeling into how much of this is going to stay.
Yeah. I mean, I had a really good friend of mine who knows me really, really well, who read it before I sent it to you. I mean, 220,000 words she read for me.
Which is double what I ended up with for the first edit. And we're down even further now to a manageable amount.
Really good, because I had a buddy to like process with, and I think it's really important to have a coach or a buddy or someone to work with, someone to talk to about it, and not necessarily someone who's going to tell you what to do because you're the one doing it, but someone who's going to ask you questions like, why are you putting this in and what's that, I like that bit, or, you know, from a non-judgmental place. And then working with you, because I really know when you give me feedback it's really important, but you again, don't give me feedback to squash my creativity. You give me a time to like work through it. So I feel like there's lots of space that has to happen. I'm honouring now that it takes me 2 years to write a book.
So we can expect the next one in 2022 is what you're saying.
I'm really hoping that the first two were 2 years. I'm hoping that the next one I can do, because we'll be smaller anyway, but you know, writing on that scale. And when I say 2 years for me, it's because I have to think about it, and then I might do some bits and pieces, write a few bits, and then I have to feel into the flow of it. I have to know the purpose of it. What is the medicine that people are meant to be receiving from this? And then I write, and then I have to leave it and put it down, which is why it comes to you. And then when it comes back, now we have like a slightly different process. Like for most people, they might not have, they'll do two edits with you. We've come to the understanding that I need another round of editing.
Yeah.
And
some people don't have as much of the developmental stuff earlier on, which I am now offering because so many people are asking for a bit more support earlier on, and I'm working with people who aren't just necessarily working with a signature system or a framework. So a lot of people who are writing more memoir style books like you are, they know, because they're so attached to the personal side of it, it's their story, it's a piece of them. There's definitely that breathing room that needs to happen for sure.
You have to be able to put it down, because you're so in it. You can't always see.
And I end up getting really in it eventually, which is why I now have a team to do the last fine detail stuff, because when I've read it through for the substance a few times, then I start to not be able to see those, you know, little typos, because I know what to expect. I know what's coming. So that's where the quality team comes in, because, you know, for that very reason that you just get so absorbed in it, and you start recognizing what you've already written, so you can kind of skip ahead.
It's so powerful. It's so powerful. But also what I love, and I'm going to say this, it's what's really interesting, is I've got absorbed in my own books before. As in when they're edited and done, and it's like, oh wow, like I forgot about this. Forgot about this, and I'm like awakening the Western Woman completely. Like I'm reading it, and I get really excited by it. And I think, is that completely narcissistic? That's all about
not at all, because I did the same thing when I was editing the Earth Chakra Shaman book recently. I went back to the Awakening book, and I was looking at it going, this is really good. You know, when you kind of shock yourself by how, you know, something that you've written or something that your client's done or something that's out there in the world that's a real tangible thing that you can hold in your hands, and you kind of, you move on with your life and things happen, and then you go back, you're like, actually, this is a really solid thing that we created. So, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. And I think there is also with me, and I love that you said something to me, and it was a real awakening for who I am, because I had this story that I'm dyslexic and a bit like blah, and you know, but I've always actually really wanted to be an author, but I was a bit like, who do you think you are to think you will be an author? And you said something to me after Awakening the Western Woman, you went, I've never known anyone so driven to know exactly what she wanted. And I went, oh, no one's ever said that to me before. And I know it's because it meant the world to me. And you knew that, and you helped me deliver that message. And
you were like a dog with a bone. You were really, really dedicated to doing such a good job. And nothing was going to fall short of the expectations that you had for it. You weren't prepared to do anything less.
No. And I really, really believe this for anyone listening. It's like, you know, this isn't we can be at a time where people are like, oh, you know, write a book for your business because that's what you do. It's like, that isn't what I do. Like, I'm here because I'm an author. I choose to go independent And actually, there's been so many times people are like, why are you not going to, you know, a publisher? Or I'm like, because I do not want anyone messing with my creativity. That's why. I value my story so much that I trust that those people who need to feel the medicine and receive it will get it. But I don't want that creativity, because it's so important energetically. And that's why working with you has been, I mean, it's just been magic. I mean, this beautiful moment, no one will know this thing, but I was called to Uluru literally the days, hours after I just handed in the first edit of my book with Chris. And I was like, I'm on a plane, I'm going. And then, you know, you were like, oh, I'd love to go to Uluru. And I was like, come. And, you know, it was like days after we were set in a hotel room together.
I think I got on the flight the next afternoon. It was less than 24 hours. Or the next morning. It was less than 24 hours. I booked tonight, jumped on a flight the next day. You'd emailed me right across the world. But just a couple of days later, we were sitting together. Where the story actually starts. Well, we won't give too much of that away. But yeah, these are the magical moments that I notice more and more of now, thanks to your gateway drug for the earth chakras. And I really just want to ask one more question, really, around the evolution as an author, really, and that is what you would do differently next time. And you already have two books, which we've been comparing throughout this conversation, but having done the process a second time, figured out what's definitely you, what's definitely not you, would you do anything differently? What do you think that might be?
Do you know what, Chris? I think having worked with you, and I'm not saying this because we're on your business call, but truthfully, I really value sitting with you and going through, yeah, I value your time and not just your editing skills, but as a person. So I would probably put in some time with you. I would probably, in fact, I'm saying this, so we'll do this, but probably I want to tell you where I'm going, what the purpose is. So the next book is like here, waiting. Like waiting. I don't know if anyone's ever read Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Idea, Big Magic, but the ideas come in and it's like, you've got to do this now. You're open to them.
Before they run off and become other people's ideas, I think she said.
She's like, this is time. You've got to do this. So I will. I do want to make it. I would like to not have 2-year birthing process. So. I would like to have like a little bit of what's really good, I feel, for anybody else is, yes, just keep bringing yourself back to the why. Why am I writing this? Now, both of my books are a little bit different to maybe some, because mine was very much like, because spirit's telling me to, basically. And half the time I had no idea the vastness of the work I've been doing on the Earth's grid until this year, until it was already written. You know, it's only now that I'm seeing thousands of other people who've been doing work on the Earth grid as well, quietly. And I hadn't understood how important this work is. So that's my energy is quite trailblazy. So I'm very dynamic in that way. This book, the next book, is very, it's like, okay. This is the how. This is what you need to do. And
people have been asking you for that, which is awesome. Yeah. And I think they maybe expected it in the first one, and you were like, no, the magic, the words, the story is the medicine, the lessons. Same again this time. After the first one, they were asking you for the how, and you were like, you have to figure out your own purpose. That is what I'm telling you. I'm showing you how I did it, but that's for you to reflect. I can't give you the breadcrumbs. You have to notice them. And by showing them what your breadcrumbs were, hopefully they'll be able to, you know, mirror that. But I know that there've been a how-to's not how to style, but there's been more of the concrete steps coming. So yeah, that's exciting to hear.
It's huge. It's so big. The next one is like, because also, you know, let's honor that we're all different personality types here. So, you know, my personality type is like wafty and wavy and then I get there. Some people is very structured, and this all exactly when you're writing your own books, you know, some of you might have, if you do Myers-Briggs personality testing, great one, 16 personalities or something, just figure out what your personality is like. Are you someone that needs structure and one-to-one, or are you someone who's creative like me and goes all over the place? And I always knew that the medicine in my first book, people already said, I've read your book 2 or 3 times now, and each time I get something different from it. And you only read a book where you are at in your own personal development journey. Yeah. So that's the next book, the third one, is really, there's a lot more like, and that I'm going to need more support with. So I will need to have someone being, I will need more research as well. And like I know you'll say, okay, that's great, but where does that come from? Who said that? There's going to be a lot more of that, which is going to be new for me. So
okay, so what you'll do differently next time is simply write a different kind of book and challenge yourself anew, which I would not expect anything different from you. Let's do something else now. We're going over this way. Well, there's so many more collaborations coming down the line for us. I know that. I can feel it. And I'm super excited to hear that about your third book. But let's hook everyone up with your first two first. I will share all the details at the end of this video, and you'll be able to get the Earth Chakra Shaman book, which we've been talking about on this call, from the link that I share. So thank you so much for sharing all your process with us, and good luck launching in the next few days.
Thank you, darling. Take care.
Take care.